You know this game. We've played it so many times before. But you act coy like you always do. Never admitting to admit just what you want. Whereas I know what you want. But before you can have it, I want to hear you beg for it. I want to hear you whimper and whine as I tease and toy with you. I want to hear the words. You just have to let them slip out. They want to be freed from your throat. They could so easily slip out of your mouth with a moan, all while my fingers caress your clit. And the back of my hand slaps your warm, flushed thighs. I can feel you're getting so wet after such a long, grueling workout. I paint words on your silky skin with my finger, detailing every act, every abuse about to rattle your body. You shiver as you feel that fingertip glide across the small of your back, feeling your form. And then I write something you desire and fear at the same time. Have my own words tied your tongue, bound in many ways different than ankles and wrists, and better than any gag I could use. All you have to say is that you need this. You need for me to let you come. And I'll let you, gladly. But you won't say the words. So, you'll make me edge you all night. And I'll laugh as I watch you squirm and your toes curl like tiny fists. You're so helpless against my taunting fingers, building you up into an edifice of ecstasy as my whispers tear down your defenses. I don't want to break you, though I do enjoy your sobs, born of your stubbornness. It takes my own tongue to loosen yours. Circling your clit like a shark, it hounds you, harasses you, until you cry out in a quivering voice, "Please, let me come." And I pause a moment, a solitary instant before saying, "Yes." You buck your hips and press against my lips, your breaths broken by shudders. Before the screams burst out from your lungs, you could have had this so much earlier. The orgasm could have been yours hours ago if you had just said the words. But now that you've said them, you have no hesitation to say more, to say all the things you want now. You peer at me, tears in your eyes, a little relieved, but so far from complete. We have such a long ways to go. "Please fuck me, I need you," you murmur, so full of desire. And I cannot refuse. My groans meet your grasps as I pull myself deep inside and your fingers play a tune on my back as I slide towards my ass, and you pull me down harder, grinding me against you. Try to talk dirty, but all you can do is stammer and sigh. You're so close again, but the words fail you. But at that moment, they fail me too. We are collapsed, flesh against flesh. As the heat and passion drive us towards bliss, your second orgasm washes over you, and you crush me against your trembling body. You're so much quieter, but I can tell it has a more powerful experience, and you sob and whimper that you need more as you look at me longingly. We don't need words anymore. You wrap your legs around me and pull yourself even tighter against my chest, with your arms draped across my shoulders. I can't escape, but I don't want to. As you pull me closer, your lips against my ear, and you whisper what you've wanted most of all. Please, I want you to come with me. Before you kiss me and moan anew, I fuck you with renewed vigor, and your eyes roll back in your head as you brace for another orgasm, and for my own. The only word you can manage now is yes, yes, and you repeat it in my ear. Those three letters are so beautiful. You start off almost silently, and as you get close to coming, you yell it louder and louder, and it rings off the walls and echoes, the echoes of your passion. I'm compelled to come in your embrace. Your voice driving me to explode as you do. Both spent, but satisfied, breathless together and without words. We don't need them anymore. At least until next time, when it's going to be my turn to say the words. I wonder how long I can hold out for. You're so good at edging, that fine torture. It's such a fun game, isn't it? And you're an amazing